Just in case people listen and think that Greencastle and Moville was all about fishing, we would like to turn to other matters for which the area should be better known. While it is a fact that Lough Swilly played host to the entire Grand Fleet in World War I, Moville can lay claim to have played a very important part in assisting shipping during World War II, a fact that runs contrary to the perception put out by the Allies after the war. I think it would be fair to say that all ships returning to the port of Derry relied on pilots from Moville and supplied by Moville men. It is also said, probably contrary to the rules, the crewmen of most Allied ships enjoyed whatever leave they had in Moville. Moville and Greencastle were locations that saw plenty of heartrending scenes for near 300 years as emigrants planning and hoping for a better life embarked on tenders which took them firstly to sailing ships and literally to steamships on which they headed off, with little belongings but mostly hope for a better future for themselves and their descendants. In the new world of the United States, almost all of the emigrants were never to return. These people have arrived on foot or, if lucky, by jaunting car following an American wake, which we have dealt with in previous programmes. Another means by which emigrants could get to Moville was by paddle steamers. There had been a free ferry service operated between Derry and Moville during the years of 1878 to 1906. I understand that the same method was used to convey day trippers from Derry on a day out. In the early days, the emigrants came from the Lagan area of Donegal, Dunamana and County Tyrone, and all the surrounding areas, most of whom were Presbyterians of Ulster Scots descent, many of whose descendants were to the fore in the United States War of Independence, and went on to become holders of the highest office in the new America, including the presidency. It would be a fair assumption that the printer of the American Declaration of Independence went to America via Moville Greencastle.